The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
flag tumble. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. Broadcasting 2 hours from the Ozark Mountains right here in Missouri. And if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for your call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. There's a link to your instructors on the website, usapreparers.com. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. And I'm delighted to welcome your newest instructor. And for those of you who are new to the class, there are about 200 of us here at USA Prepares. And the instructors are experts in various areas. All are innovators. We're dentists and medical doctors, engineers, surgeons, CEOs, broadcasters, editors, authors, researchers, physicists, programmers, farmers. And none of us is capable of holding down a job. I'm delighted to introduce to you James Todd. James Todd is not an attorney, and we're going to be talking about Law 101, the first in the series. Welcome, James Todd.
I'm glad to be here.
Great. So you've spent 10 years in labor law. You've represented yourself in court. You've cross-examined witnesses. And today we're going to talk about how we got here, how we got in this morass, and this legal morass, and who sold us out, and what do we do when we're pulled over by the cops, the Blue Plague. So those are some of the things that we're going to talk about. Would you like to start with how we got here?
Okay. First of all, I coined the phrase, the best slave is the one that thinks he's free. And I think that's appropriate. We're basically enslaved by the corporation, and we don't know it. If you look at Article 13 of the Constitution, it says neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for a crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. And so what happens is you have to volunteer. So the key thing in this whole discussion is that you have to volunteer to be under their jurisdiction. And why is that? Well, we'll go and explore that. The paper that I'm going to be talking about is Lawfully Yours, the People's Empowerment Guide to Our Corporate Commercial Legal System. And why should you listen to me or be concerned about this paper? Well, the basic reason is that the people involved in writing the paper are pretty highly qualified. Judge Dale, retired, is the biggest contributor to the paper. There are several others. BarefootWorld.com contributed some. Robert Gillum, Terry Henkel, Attorney Karen Hudges, Paul Capey, Judge John Fitzgerald Malloy, retired, Frank O'Connor from Australia, Attorney Melvin Stapler, former Representative James Triffant, Jeanette Tiffle, and Al Whitney. And these all are the people that contributed to it. And this paper can be found on anticorruptionsociety.com. And that's a requirement. I have to acknowledge where the information came from in order to use their material. So how did we get here? Well, it started way back, right after the Civil War. And what happened then? Well, right after the Civil War, we had a Reconstruction Act was passed right after the Civil War. And basically what it said was that no states can secede from the Union, so that you're locked in. And in addition, it allowed the United States government to be the supreme law of the land, is one of the things that was there. And then the Act of 1871 actually changed the title of the Constitution. And this was the second thing that in the move to make us into a corporation. And so the original title of the Constitution was, the capital C on Constitution was C, capital C, and then Constitution for the United States is what the original one was, and United was small letters. Well, they changed that to Constitution of the United States in all caps. And there's a reason for that. All through my article, we talk about all caps names, and they have a special reason to have all caps names. And so that was one thing. That happened quite some time ago. Well, the Articles of Incorporation for the United States actually were signed and filed on July 15th of 1925. And all these corporations, the United States and all the various states, became corporations. And you can check their names at Dun & Bradstreet, their entities in there. And so you can verify that. So what else happened? Well, later on, FDR incorporated a bunch of laws that were admiralty laws and maritime law. And then after he had done that, in 1933, the Internal Revenue Service incorporated itself. And, of course, everybody knows that in 1913, we got the Federal Reserve Bank. And so those things, and that's a private corporation. So those were some of the things that happened. Then, to move us forward, in 1952 and in 1958, the Uniform Commercial Code was enacted, and they used that. And so I got a little bit ahead of myself. There was another thing that happened that we need to know about, and that was, what happened to the lawyers? How come we can't help people out and represent other people in court? Well, they solved that problem. The state of Illinois, in about 1909, filed a law that no one could represent anybody in court without being a member of the American Bar Association. And so that started. Every state and everybody else decided to follow suit. And the American Bar Association really is an offshoot of the London Lawyers Guild. And so that was in 1909. So some of these things, they just stacked up. And the different things happened that caused us to be where we are today. And so that's a little bit of the history of what happened. And so in order to interact with the police, you have to realize that you're dealing with a corporation. And that was a surprise to me, that I was actually dealing with a corporation when I dealt with the police. So what do you do when you get pulled over? Well, first of all, you have to remember one basic thing about the police. Well, several basic things. The first thing you need to know is that the police can lie to you but you can't lie to the police. The courts have ruled that if you lie to the police, why, that's a crime. But if they lie to you, it's okay. And so you need to know that. The second thing is that you need to know that they're just doing their job, and they really don't understand that they're a corporate employee at all. And they don't understand the situation. So what you've got is typically when you get pulled over, you get a citation. And they're citing you for some thing that you did that is what they consider breaking the law. And so what do you do about that? Well, they're going to ask you to sign that citation. And if you refuse, they're not going to be very happy. So you'll probably have to sign it. And so when you sign it, underneath your signature, you put without prejudice, and then below it or next to it, write UCC 1-308. And what that means is you're under the Uniform Commercial Code. Everything is commercial because you're dealing with a commercial entity. And if they don't explain in detail what's there that you signed, well, then it's null and void. Your signature doesn't really mean much. But in addition to that, you need to have in your possession a notice that you have them sign. And that notice says, a notice at the top, this is a lawful notice of non-consent. And then facts, and then number one, all law enforcement employees in the United States work for private corporations listed on Dun & Bradstreet that use private commercial script, which is Federal Reserve notes, and are therefore bound by the laws of contracts, UCC. See, the Clearfield Doctrine, and Clearfield was a court ruling by the Supreme Court, the only two courts in the country that are courts of the Constitution is the Supreme Court and the International Court of Trades. Because nobody will sign a trade agreement with us unless they had some way of enforcing it. And we didn't agree to join in with the courts over in The Hague. And so that's it.
James Todd's with us. Law 101 is doing a brilliant job of explaining to us some of the basics of how we got here and what we should do. And we're going to continue this discussion for this hour at the USAPrepares.com. I'm Vincent Pinelli. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KB. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KBArmor.com. Come and take it.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Last, Dave Sod's with us. He's not an attorney, but he's teaching us about how we got here and that the Federal Reserve is a corporation. The police departments are corporations. And what I found out quite a while ago is that cities are corporations. And when I met with the mayor of the City of Lebanon, Missouri Corporation, I asked for a meeting CEO to CEO. And that's what we got. We got a meeting. CEO of USAPrepares.com, LC, Limited Corporation, and the City of Lebanon, Missouri Corporation. So, James Todd, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And the police department is the enforcement arm, the revenue arm for the city corporations. Please continue.
I won't continue reading the derivation there. It's just legalese, and it's pretty boring. I'll go on and give you an alternate route to handle a citation. Basically, okay. After you sign the citation, you can write on your copy of it two things. I do not accept this offer to contract, and I do not consent to these procedures. And what you do is... you have a certificate of service that you attach to the citation, and the certificate of service tells the conditions of the citation, what happened and where, and the very basics of what transpired to get the citation. And then you have a notary observe you signing the certificate, and the notary will put the notary stamp and their signature and everything. And then once you have it notarized, you send it back to the court of original jurisdiction, the court that you're under, and you go send it to the court, basically the county clerk, and basically they will enter that in. And the basic reason for this, and this is what you need to know, is corporations, because of the Clearfield decision between the United States and Clearfield, they showed that all these corporations can only deal in straw men. They can't deal in live persons, except if you would like to be a slave. If you sign their agreements, you are agreeing to be their slave. And so that's the way you get into slavery. And so that's the reason for the statement on your citation, that you're not agreeing to contract. If you agree to contract, then you're under their rules and regulations. And so there's been nearly 700 people in 2014 out of 100,000 that were incarcerated. Why were they incarcerated and they're in jail? Basically because they agreed to contract. And so if you agree to contract, well, you're in their system. The other thing you need to know for sure is you do not want to be on the private side of the corporate law. There's a public side and there's a private side. The courtroom is a place to be avoided at all costs, if you can avoid going there. And so hopefully if you send your citation back and with this on it and everything, they'll know that you're smart and that you understand what's going on, and you may not hear any more from them. Basically, your citation will be what's called dead in the water. So what does that mean? Well, George Washington didn't know all about it. His memorial is at sea level, and he considered the whole country underwater. And so that was one of the ideas. In fact, there were several people that were a part of the people that wrote our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution and everything that were lawyers under the Admiralty Law. And when you go in the courtroom, you look over there to the flag, and that's an Admiralty Law flag because it's got the gold trim around it. That's not just decoration. There's a reason for everything that they do, and that's one of the reasons. The other problem you've got, of course, is if you go into a courtroom.
I'll tell you what. We're going into a commercial break, bottom of the hour, and tell us what we do when we come back. James Todd's with us. This is Law 101. You tune to USA Prepares.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, just a quick update. Chase J.P. Morgan capped ATM withdrawals at $1,000 per card for per day for non-customers, and they say that people have pulled out tens of thousands of dollars as the bank was modifying its software to allow no limit on ATM withdrawals. Additionally, This is being done under the auspices of protecting clients from criminal activity. That's hard for me to understand. That JP Morgan Chase is protecting its clients by limiting withdrawals of non-customers. James Todd's with us, and we're talking about being in court and the Admiralty flag and what you do. James, please continue.
Okay. You have to realize that corporations can only handle a straw man. And so what does that mean to you? Well, if you notice, on their court legal proceedings, they either write down your name in all caps letters, your first name, middle name, and last name, or they write down John Doe if they don't know your name. And what that means is that that is your birth certificate name. And so your birth certificate is really what they can go after. They can't go after you as a red-blooded man or woman unless you agree to contract with them. Well, how do you do that? It's not only by your signature, but if you go to court and you keep your mouth shut, you're agreeing by doing nothing. If you don't protest, if you don't say nothing, you're already locked into their system. And then things don't go well because the law is always changing in corporate law. Because you've heard the term case law. Well, every appealed case that goes through an appellate court, it creates case law. And to keep up on that is quite a job. And so that's what the lawyers make their money on. And so when you go to court representing yourself, you have to realize that you're going to have a lot of people that are not going to like you. And they are going to try to intimidate you. The court is really a place of intimidation of the people. Because when you go to court, you're intimidated just by the atmosphere there. So what do you do when they say that you're charged with this or that, and they want you to respond, the judge wants to get a response from you, what do you do? Well, you have to have this written down, and you can get it from the Anti-Corruption Society paper that I'm reading from. Or you can, and I'm not going to read the whole thing, but you have to get this, and you have to do it correctly. And they'll try to stop you in the middle of it so that you won't get it all done because you may not know. But what happens is that there is a trust that's been created when you were born. And under your birth certificate, and there's lots of money in it. And there's about 15 to 20 people all combined in each one of these trust. And so they're getting money off of you. And so anyway, that's the reason your birth certificate is so important. And what do you do to get control of the thing? Well, you can file a fictitious name report with the Secretary of State of your state. And you can ask to get ownership of your birth certificate name. And so you write on the first line of the form your birth certificate name in all caps, just like it would appear on any kind of legal document. And then you you sign it down at the bottom without prejudice, UCC 1-308. But then again, you also get a notary to notarize your signature, and you have that attached to it, and then you send it to the Secretary of State's office of your state to get ownership of your name. So when you come into the court, what do you say? I'm making a specific limited appearance on behalf of the defendant. Because, see, they can't go after people that are red-blooded citizens because they're a corporation who is right here and hold up your birth certificate. Then you tell them, as I understand this process, Judge, the county attorney or police officer has leveled a criminal charge with the clerk and against the trust using the all caps name that appears on this birth certificate. The use of capital letters is dictated by the U.S. printing style manual, which explains how to identify a corporation. The clerk, who is the administrator of the Crestacoux Trust, which is French, and I didn't pronounce it right, but I checked the law dictionary and it's there, appointed you, Judge, as the trustee for the trust. And since neither of you can be a beneficiary, that leaves me, and therefore you are my trustee. And he won't like that. So as my trustee, I instruct you to discharge this entire matter with prejudice and award the penalties for these crimes to be paid to me in compensation and damages for my false arrest. And it ends up under corporate law, law enforcement officers can be individually sued for damages, that they're individually responsible for what they do, and that's a part of what was on the other sheet that I was about to read. That was a little bit long. But anyway, that's one of the things that you need to know when you go in there. So you need to, you're going to have to pay a small fee to get your name, to buy your name. And anyway, it usually is only for a few years that you get it, about $7 or $10 or something. But you have to refile or resubmit it every 5 years so that you'll keep ownership of your own name. And so there's a few other things. You have to fill out an affidavit. And one of the things you have to remember in court, never be on the private side of the corporation. So that means that if you've noticed in court, the judge will open up the court and he'll call the roll and everything just to see who all's there and all this stuff. Then he says, we're going to recess for a while. Then he goes to his chambers and the lawyers hop up and they go ahead and back to the back room too. And that's where that's called the private side of the law happens. And you want to make sure that you never go to the private side of the law, because there's no real rules on the private side of the law. They don't even have to worry about corporate rules when they go back there and wheel and deal. So you want to make sure that everything you do is on the public side of the law, or public side of the corporation. And so you want to make sure that anything you do is recorded with the clerk. You can make a affidavit, or you can make a statement, and you can have it recorded with the county clerk. And so that makes it public. It's a public disclosure. And so you want to keep everything that you do in regards to the court public. And you need to let the judge know if he tries to send you back to the his chambers or something that you're interested in not dealing with the corporation on the private side of the law, because you'll be in deep trouble if you do that, because they have they make their money that way, and they do not want you to get into the trust and get the money. They really don't. And so they'll do everything they can, and it's my understanding that the prosecuting attorney, if he loses a case, he has to pay the court costs. And so he's not going to take a case he doesn't think he can win, because it comes out of his pocket. But if you lose and you go to jail, well, then they win and they get money out of your trust. And a lot of times, it's my understanding that at least in some places, they don't have to pay taxes on that, or they don't pay taxes on it. And so that's another thing that you need to know. But the basic underlying thing is that we've got a system where there's really no criminal law. It's all contract law in the corporation. And so anyway, that's a starting point. And so I guess I could take some questions. You have some questions, Vince?
I do. And I was thinking about the state and marriage licenses. Can you share what your thoughts are on that with us, please?
Okay. Well, we can talk about that. Marriage licenses. Well, according to what I understand, when you get a marriage license, you're both married to the state. And if you don't believe that, try and get a divorce where you want the divorce and your spouse does not. And you'll find out that in most states, you cannot get a divorce unless both people agree to the divorce. Why is that? Well, corporate law says that everybody has to agree to a contract. And so you agreed to get into the contract with the state. And so to get out of the contract, everybody concerned has to agree to get out of the contract. And so that's the reason for that. So if you want to get out of the contract, if you're really smart, you'll go to Puerto Rico and you'll go down there and you'll immediately get you a post office box. And within 3 days, you've established residence in Puerto Rico. And so you'll have a paralegal down there send an order to the court requesting a divorce. In about 5 days, it'll all be taken care of. And basically, they'll send a divorce decree to the other party or the other or your spouse, and all the courts in the United States will agree to that. And so you'll basically cut the United States out of that.
James Todd's with us, Law 101. If we come back, let's ask about the benefits of getting that divorce. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
December 7th,
1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my
when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, James Todd is with us, and there's a post on the website, USAPrepares.com, relating to this particular broadcast on page one. Miles has joined us from the United Kingdom. Welcome, Miles.
Hey, how are you doing? Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, class.
Miles,
go ahead. So, okay.
Yeah. Go ahead, please.
Okay, so I just tuned in for the last 10 minutes, and what I heard in these last 10 minutes is spot on. So I want you to pay attention, and pay attention for what might come in the next month, what might you might or somebody in class might be facing, and how to respond. And I like to ask for a favor here, and that would be to go more into the detailed process on what paper means what in regards of being on the public side, because you really definitely do not want to get on the private side. Private means robbed. Private in Latin means to rob, to steal. So everything that is private or privatized is robbed or stolen from somebody. And so we definitely need more documentation on what is on the public side, how to stay on the public side, and even how judges can change from equity to trust and to admiralty law in a blink of an eye.
You're talking about something that is I don't know all that much about it. I'm just learning myself. I didn't realize I was a slave, and I'm trying to get out of it personally. What I understand is that if you're in open court, you're on the public side. And if you you need to try and stay in open court and not in the judge's chambers.
That's right.
And
that was the only venue that was given to you, that was provided to you, until you reach a certain political area where you are touching on somebody's turfs, where you shall not go. So as long as it is going about some property, some statute violations, you're fine. But when you start going against, like, what is a constitution and what is a state, there are the limits and boundaries, because then you are in a different form of law. And that would be the law of conquest. And you really don't want to get into that.
I agree. That's very true. In fact, you have to have the number for the trust for your particular birth certificate, which is tied to the registration number on it, to get that. And if you have that number, then you're in the power seat, as they say, because that's the key to where the judges and the attorneys get their money. And if you go there, you better be really careful, because they're not going to like that. And they'll try to mess with you.
One word of caution here. You really need to learn what you do there, and you really need to know what kind of words you use, because what it's done in these courts is word magic. So if you use a certain word and you think you are right with that word, that doesn't mean that it is right in that situation, because even then they can declare you incapable, and that would be the rest of your day then. So
yeah, that's
why
I agree.
I ask you now for the favor to be very specific about what you're talking, because this is the mother load of knowledge that everybody needs to know: how you became slaves, why you have no say in the elections, why you are only there to be milked and skimmed. And with that, I will let you go. I don't want to jump on your show here. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah.
Miles, thank you. Thank you for joining us.
Well,
that was Miles
earlier.
Excuse me?
I think I covered part of that earlier before he got on.
Yeah. Miles is a senior USA Prepares instructor. He's in the United Kingdom. He's in Europe. And, class, it's really interesting how how closely your instructors pay attention to what is broadcast here on USA Prepares. We're being watched worldwide for the things that we say, the comments that we have, and the opinions that that we share. James Todd, thank you so much for being with us. This was the first time that you've been on the air with us. I'm looking forward to having you back again and again and again. This is Law 101. We'll be right back after Top of the Hour News Announcements with Dr. Carly. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all.